The World Conference Against Racism that ended last week in Durban, South Africa, is being called everything from groundbreaking to disastrous. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says not all problems in the world can be resolved at a UN conference. Now that the nine-day meeting is over, there is still much to be discussed. In the United States, a country where race relations are primarily seen in black and white, commentator Frank Wu says it's time to have a new dialogue on race in America.
As someone who is literally neither black nor white, I think that race relations are not black and white either. Race would be easier to talk about if it were, but reality is more ambiguous with its shades of gray. Ironically, our very progress on race has created problems. Until the Civil Rights era, more than a few whites were open white supremacists. Leading politicians, not just in the South or among extremists, sounded like David Duke does today. They wrote books and gave speeches advocating the expatriation of blacks to an artificial African homeland to avoid integration. Even self-proclaimed moderates back then suggested maintaining a separation of the races for everyone's good. They opposed intermarriage. They were convinced that race defined an individual's identity. Today, virtually everyone condemns bigotry. Demagogues such as Duke, a former Ku Klux Klan leader, are relegated to the margins. One consequence, though, is that we are reluctant to talk about the issues of race we still face. Many whites claim to be victims of compassion fatigue. They don't want to hear about other people's problems. So we admit that prejudice is wrong, but deny that stereotyping exists. Our refusal to acknowledge that whites and blacks, Asians, Hispanics, and all people have different life prospects because of race makes people of color appear to be complaining without cause. We have managed to reverse the meaning of color consciousness and color blindness. A person who points out a racial problem is blamed for creating that problem. When someone notes that a company has only white managers, he or she is accused of playing the race card or being politically correct. In fact, that person is observing the obvious. The people who run the company may insist they are colorblind, but they are only blind to the consequences of their own actions. I was given hope at a recent meeting of the American Assembly. The nonpartisan organization, founded by President Dwight D. Eisenhower, held a session to consider racial equality and invited 70 leaders, representing all races, religions, professions, political leanings, regions, and ages. Despite disagreements over everything from the right words to use to talk about race and the process for writing our report, we had an honest conversation. We agreed that race is still a major cleavage in our society. We also agreed that we have to revisit our basic assumptions. We need a new start to talk about race openly, constructively, and cooperatively. We need new language and a new dialogue.
The comments of Frank Wu, who writes frequently about civil rights, he's a law professor at Howard University here in Washington, D.C.